So I think it's important to recognize that, of course, the world terrorist situation is constantly evolving. The U.S. administration is quite mercurial. So to that extent, it is, while it's true that we are entering a period of greater policy uncertainty, I don't think it's baked into the cake that we will definitely be going into massively hard times. That remains to be seen. Now, I think I mentioned earlier on that I framed some of our policy proposals in terms of how they would help Singaporeans to cater to the ongoing trade tensions. But at the same time, previously the Workers' Party had released a statement on how we can do that. I'll just reiterate one point, for instance, and I think that's important, and that is that Singapore, as a small player in the global system, it is absolutely imperative that we work within a broader coalition of trade partners and trade blocs. So this includes ASEAN, obviously, in the first instance. But we are, of course, members of many other ones. We're members of, for instance, the CPTPP. And that is another avenue by which we can leverage off and multiply the effects of what we care about as a small trading nation to ensure the resilience of our economy in the face of these issues. I will only add that, of course, we don't know what the committee will ultimately propose. We look forward, if we are given the opportunity, to be able to scrutinize and debate these issues in the context of Parliament, because it's absolutely important that this kind of decisions are not made without accountability, but rather with feedback that comes from perspective across the entire political spectrum.
And just to add to that, I think it's important as we try and take our country forward, not to only focus on the negatives when it comes to these tariff issues, the trade wars, because in every crisis, there will always be opportunities that we can take advantage of, and we must be nimble, and we must be able to make a shift quickly in policies in order to take advantage of opportunities. In the last sitting of Parliament, I was asking the Prime Minister whether or not there are opportunities in this crisis, whether or not, for example, we can take advantage of the differential tariffs that are applied to different countries to be able to go forward and go into have certain industries go into the U.S. market because they will be subject to lower tariffs than some of the other countries. And so these are just some of the examples of how I think we need to have fresh thinking in how we approach even things like our trade policies. And we cannot always be in a state of fear or in a state of uncertainty when Singaporeans are looking to the government to be able to propose policies that will actually take us out. And it's not just about applying subsidies or giving assistance, but rethinking the way we do things. And I think that's where it's not the solutions are not going to come necessarily from us even. It's going to come from a more open society where people can step forward and have the confidence to offer their ideas without getting hammered down. And I think that's the society that we want to try and advance in Singapore.